Donovan, it's good to have you on our program this Sunday afternoon. And I know that you've not been born in this land. You've been born somewhere else. And I want you to tell your story to us and share with us something about your home and family and background and your country.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. It's good to be with you this afternoon. Just to say, I come from Zimbabwe, and Zimbabwe is in the southern part of Africa. And I was born in Zimbabwe, and I've got two brothers and two sisters, and that's just basically, you know, where I come from.
Donovan, when we talk about Zimbabwe, we generally think of a big city like Harare or something like that. Were you born anywhere near there?
Yes, I was born in Harare.
Is that a large city?
It is a large city.
Tell us something about it.
Well, Harare, there would be a population of 1.5 million or so in Harare, and it's a capital. Everything takes place there. I can fly straight from Heathrow or Gatwick into Harare Airport, and it's a national kind of a capital. Now I don't know how things are now, but before we used to get flights coming in from all over Southern Central Africa, so that's just how Harare is.
Yes, I think that a lot of the Lord's people pray for the church in Zimbabwe at this time. In fact, I have a niece who lives there and is married there, so we hear more about Zimbabwe than maybe some other people. And we know that the church is growing in Zimbabwe at the present time. But coming back to your family, when you were born into that family, you started school and I imagine some things like that?
Oh yeah, that's right. Primary school and growing up there. It was quite a wonderful thing because we did have some missionaries that used to come to our church. And it was good when we were young. I remember how we used to go to Sunday school and how we used to go to a Bible club that was held midweek. And in fact, I come from a Christian family. Mm-hmm. And all the members of my family are Christians. And I just thank God for that. And being brought up in a Christian home, I found that I couldn't do the things that other young people just were allowed to do, because my mom would be very, you know, cautious on what we did and what we didn't do. So growing up was it was a life of following all the things that Christian young people follow. For example, we grew up in a home where the Bible was read very often. We used to have times of prayer as well, and we were always encouraged to go to school, to Sunday school. But my brother and I loved playing football, and even from young, football seemed to have quite a bit of a grip on our lives. And in fact, the other young children around, football was the main thing that mm-hmm. we all were keen on. And sometimes there was problems because the football games were played on a Sunday morning.
Oh, yes.
And my mom was always concerned that we go to Sunday school on the Sunday morning, and that conflict, and my mom always used to tell us that you boys need to choose, and you boys need to realize that you need to put God first in your lives. She always used to say, I'm not stopping you from playing football, but did you ever think that football is stopping you from actually going to Sunday school and learning about Jesus? So growing up, it was a bit difficult, because at that time I wasn't a Christian. But I knew that the Lord Jesus was a loving Savior, because I saw it in the lives of my mom and the family. But it was just a conflicting time. So growing up, sports was something that was already, a big challenge, and something mm-hmm. that was already growing in my life.
So, Donovan, you became a teenage boy, obviously, and football was developing in your life, and you had goals, I'm sure, that you were wanting to score in life more than even between the posts. But When did you come to know the Lord? And tell us about that, how that happened.
Well, I actually came to know the Lord as my Savior when I was 15, 10, 16. And actually, I can still remember the particular day. I was also very keen on the basketball, and we had played a basketball game, so I was really excited about that. But my mom had told us before that we needed to be at home, because she had invited some Bible college students. One was from Malawi and one was from Swaziland, other African countries. And she said, I really would like you to meet these men. They're going to come and have a meal with us. And because at home we used to have a what we called a family devotion before we went to bed, my mom said, I'd like everybody to be in early because we're going to have this meal, and then they're going to take part in what we called our family devotion. And anyway, we all had to be there. My brother, my sister, a cousin was living with us at the time, and we were kind of just uneasy because we were told we had to be there. And anyway, these Bible college students were coming, and eventually they came, and I can remember I was very curious to know what was it about them that my mom wanted us to, I was just a bit suspicious of it all. They were strangers, of course, to me, but I was watching them very closely. Anyway, we came, and they had the meal with us, and they were nice people. There was nothing wrong. They weren't pushing anything on us, and we had the meal, and after the meal, we had this little time together, and one of them opened from the Bible. We sang a bit, and then after that, he opened from the Bible, and he began to just preach from God's word. That's basically how things will be done in Africa in most situations where you have a house meeting. And he just began to preach from God's word, and it's amazing how what he was saying was just seeming to be directed to me alone. He was touching things that were in my life, and I just wondered, how did he know all this? And of course, having grown up in a Christian home, you would have, maybe heard some things said and heard the gospel and heard how important it is to trust in Jesus. But maybe knowing Jesus as mom's savior, or knowing Jesus as my sister's savior, knowing Jesus as my brother's yes. savior, but not really knowing him as your own savior, and you tend to just go with the comfort of that. But that night, he was speaking in a way that I knew it just wasn't him speaking, because God was speaking into my own life. And the thing that did strike me at that point was, I said to myself, if I had to die today, I know for sure I wouldn't go to heaven. Because what the Bible is saying about me shows me that I'm not able to go to heaven, because Jesus is not in my life and I haven't asked him to forgive me of my sins and be my savior. And I said, well, anyway, I'll wait until everything dies down and everybody goes. And when everybody's gone to bed, I'll just get on the side of my bed and I'll ask the Lord Jesus to come into my heart. And the minute I had that thought, this man stopped and he said, there's somebody here that is doubting. I know there's somebody in this room that is doubting. God is speaking to you tonight, and you are doubting, and that is not of God. That is of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute he said that, I could identify, because I knew God was speaking to me, and I knew the urgency of the moment. And I knew that it was me that God really wanted to speak to that night, and God really wanted to do something in my life. And I just thank him, because it was that evening that I asked the Lord Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior. Mm-hmm. And it made such a difference.
That must have been a great joy to your family, especially your mother.
It was a real joy, and I think maybe a bit of a surprise. I felt a bit, I was humbled in it, because they would have thought I was a Christian because of being in that kind of a setup. And I mean, when we used to have the Bible times, I'd read, I'd pray, I'd go to church, go to Sunday school, and be active in that sense.
So you had all the appearance of being a Christian boy, but really at your heart you weren't saved at all.
That was the reality of it.
Maybe somebody like that is listening to our program this Sunday afternoon, Donovan. Have you got a word for them?
Well, all I can say is that, you cannot hide from God. And the word of God is like a searchlight. And when God's word shines upon our lives, it exposes everything. And that night, God's word was exposing just where I stood in the light of spiritual and eternal things. And thank God that the Word of God is a light. It is a lamp. It searches us, because it will never lead us into a false security or down a false road. But it exposes, it brings these things to the surface so that we can know the genuine work of salvation being worked in our hearts.
Donovan, you mentioned that you had this love for sport and you were an athletic young man. Now you've come to know the Lord, and there must have been some changes in your life. What happened in the, say, the next few years that followed from that?
Well, amazingly, the next day I went to watch a football game. It wasn't a big league kind of a football. It was just a social game. And I remember going, and I wasn't playing. I was just there to watch. And I saw some people watching that game. And just with the joy and the thrill that I had in me of having known that the night before Jesus took away my sin, I just had such a burden and such a concern for them. Just wanted to tell them the message that Jesus is able to save. Save to the uttermost all those who come unto God by Him, seeing that He ever lives to make intercession. And I just knew that there was a change in my life while sitting there. And the changes came because I used to use bad language. And that there just went on its own. And you know, I just was basically sitting back and seeing all the change come. And what was worked in my heart that night just began to work out. And the changes just came. And I had a desire to read God's Word. I had a desire to go to church and go to be involved with the young people's group and even to witness. I had a desire to witness to a friend. I had a friend who was a Catholic, and I had that desire just to witness to him and tell him of what Jesus had done in my heart. So those were just the radical changes that came into my life.
Donovan, as you began to develop your Christian life, God had a plan for you, as He does for all our lives. And I'm sure that you were seeking His plan and His will for your life. How did that unfold?
Well, as I have mentioned in the past about the football, I always felt that God had given me this gift of playing football. And after a few years after I got saved, I was drafted into one of the local teams. I was signed on a semi-professional football. And I thought, well, this is God's gift and this is God's plan, and I can be a footballer and I can witness for Jesus in that way. And that is what I was thinking in my mind. It was basically my plans. And I began to play the football, and God is so patient with us. And the sad thing is that the football began to take over. And here was something that, you know, I'm not saying it's bad, but it's something that became bad, because it became an idol in my life. I was thinking football. I was playing football on Sundays instead of being in church services. I was playing football on Wednesdays when I should be maybe even at a Bible study or prayer meeting. I was playing football.
So it really was beginning to pull you away from the Lord, wasn't it?
Definitely it was. And it's amazing, anything that would take the place of a Christian, take the place of God in a Christian's life, it will pull you away. It gets more strength. It becomes, in fact, it gets a greater hold on you, because it's taking the place that God should take. It's a thing that we should never allow to come in our lives. And, you know, the football did that. I began to excel in that. I was playing. I began to represent my country. Had opportunities to visit other countries. And the football just seemed it. And my ambition was, oh, well, by the time I'm 19, I want to be the football player of the year. And all those big plans. But, you know, God knows the plans that He has for us, not for not against us, but for our good. And the football got to a point, it got to a climate, it came to a crisis where I knew that I had to choose who I would serve, because the thing is, God showed me that football was now an idol in my life.